This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
America tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. We kick things off in our nation's capital with Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Good to be here as always.
Hey, you know, I know, and we'll tell the listeners this because I saw some of the photographic evidence that you were in Jamaica. Am I right?
Yes, I was. I was in Jamaica for Thanksgiving, and let me tell you, it was very hard coming back from that. Especially when you're coming into D.C., which is a, pretty frigid place right now and one that is certainly more stressful than the Caribbean was.
Boy, no kidding. So as you come back into D.C., a lot is happening, including election results. Hyde Smith winning in Mississippi. The Republicans were facing a lot of backlash over a bunch of racial controversies ahead of this U.S. Senate election. And so there was concern there. Even the president went to lobby for her, but she wins it. So that doesn't upset the balance for them anyway in the Senate, right?
It does not, no. And it looks like after the 2018 midterms, they're going to be increasing their majority by about two with this. This was lower than a lot of people thought, on the Wednesday after the midterms. But nevertheless, this at least stops the bleeding for what has been a pretty rough year for Republicans. Nevertheless, though, Democrats have lowered that margin from what a lot of people were expecting and did add about 40 House seats. So overall, they have something to look forward to for the next congressional term. And, at the end of the day, they did come within striking distance in Mississippi for a Democratic candidate, something that would have seemed unimaginable just a couple of months ago.
Yeah. So we have that going on with the balance of power and the concerns of where it was going to shift. We know, as you just described, what happened after the midterms. Then we bounce to the criminal element and the Russia investigation. And Paul Manafort's lawyer, who shared the Mueller probe information with Trump's team, the president's team. So now there's concern about that and the fact that the president could be dangling a pardon, which some attorneys say, well, that's akin to obstruction of justice. What else are they saying in D.C.?
Well, the issues for Paul Manafort just keep on piling up. This, of course, is one of the major developments that has taken a lot of oxygen out of the room. But last night we had the filing from Mueller's team that showed that they have concluded that Paul Manafort had, in fact, lied to the FBI and lied to members of the probe when he agreed to cooperate with the investigation. This is something that they said goes against the plea agreement they had that would reduce the sentencing for Paul Manafort for the eight counts that he was found guilty on, as well as the two that he pleaded guilty for. So the special counsel is now asking for the sentencing to be scheduled and to start moving the ball on that. We also had a report coming out today from The Guardian that said that there was a number of meetings with Julian Assange. That has been thoroughly rejected from WikiLeaks, the organization that Assange leads, as well as Paul Manafort's spokesman and Paul Manafort as well. So a lot of attention on Manafort. No one's really sure where exactly this is going to be going. The president has previously shied away from addressing the prospect of a pardon, but has not directly ruled it out, saying that Paul Manafort is a very good person, somebody that he respects, and continually also pointing out that, Manafort was only really brought on to manage the convention process to make sure that there wasn't a Republican floor fight over Trump attaining the nomination to make sure that that went smoothly, and then was let go not long after that. So them trying to distance themselves from somebody who was the campaign chair, even though he held a very high-ranking position within that you know, campaign, and also trying to point out that, you know, at the end of the day, these charges don't really relate to the campaign. So a lot of, you know, I guess competing messages coming from the White House over what exactly we should be saying about Paul Manafort.
Yeah, no kidding. So that's happening, and now we jump to yet something else completely different. The president slamming GM, and this happened the other day, threatening, though, on Tuesday, the company's subsidies. That's a huge deal because he's talking about taking the money away. He was really harsh on Twitter a day after he said that he was rough on the CEO, Mary Barra, about what's going on. He said he told her, you're playing around with a wrong person, and you better damn well open a new plant there very quickly. So give us more on that.
Well, you know, this was something that he tweeted during the press briefing with Sarah Sanders today, and you know, for all intents and purposes, it looks like she was caught a little bit, you know, by surprise by this. She said that there was not a timetable in place for when this, you know, plant needs to be opened or when subsidies could be taken away. But this falls in line largely with the, you know, public statements that the president has made on this matter. Yesterday, before he left for Mississippi, he spoke to us on the South Lawn. He said that he was not happy with this. He said that this was something that needed to be changed and that there was going to be pressure applied from both Congress as well as his administration to ensure that there is some kind of new plant or something else opened up and instead to help counterbalance the job loss. But in the larger sense, the one unifying theme we've gotten from the White House team and from Trump is the notion that it's not the president's fault. You know, initially there was some concern from GM that they expressed in June that the tariff that the president was pursuing was going to inevitably lead to jobs being lost and, you know, perhaps the plant closures like we saw yesterday. But Trump said yesterday that he had spoken with Mary Barra, who is the CEO of GM, and that he was assured that this was not because of the tariff. And that was something that we saw repeated by the president and Sanders, this argument that it's not the policies of the administration. It's instead just due to poor selling cars with the Chevy Cruze and others of that like. So certainly an attempt to remove any responsibilities from the West Wing on this decision and on this front. But nevertheless, that's going to be one of the big political questions as this moves forward, particularly if the president isn't able to, you know, secure a new plant or something else to help rebuild the jobs that were lost.
Yeah, I think that's the huge deal there. Can he do something to help the people who are out of work, which is way... Duckham, please, we'll talk to you again later in the week.
Hey, thank you so much.
Justin had to say, talking about obviously the president and GM, and where does that go moving forward, and him really putting GM's feet to the fire, holding their feet to the fire, so to speak. And then the story that I mentioned at the top, the Republican U.S. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, she won a very divisive Mississippi runoff to stay in office. She defeated Democrat Mike Espy, a former U.S. Ag Secretary who hoped to become Mississippi's first African-American senator in a very, very hot race, like I said. And that did not happen. He would have been the state's first African-American senator since Reconstruction. So that does not change the balance when it comes to the Senate. Stay with
hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer, CBDonly.com. CBD or cannabidiol is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oil, oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
If you will, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Don't know if you jumped in and swam in that ocean of shoppers or not. Cyber Monday was insane. They had more shoppers than expected, deals all over the place. So the National Retail Federation says more than 165 million consumers were browsing at stores and online all the way through Cyber Monday, Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. That's 1 million more than the number that was projected to shop during that 5-day stretch. So what does that mean? It means that there was serious momentum for the retail folks who capitalized, whether it was the brick and mortar people or online. And I guess, you know what? It's super competitive. There's more channels to push your merchandise out there, and people took advantage of all the different ways they could possibly reach the consumer. I'll tell you a personal example. The other, because you know how you go through computers, right? They're like exes. There used to be that song, "All my exes live in Texas. All my computers live in Texas." It's brutal. Right? Do you ever get a stealth computer that you say, "This computer, I have had this for 12 years, very little problems"? No. I mean, the average computer lasts you, I don't know, 5-6 years. I guess if you don't have a lot of stuff on it, maybe it could last a lot longer. I don't know. Certainly, it's kind of like dog years, though. And he needed a computer, wanted a computer, kept talking about having some kind of a book or whatever, and found one. He found one, I want to say, Amazon, and it was like and this was a good deal, and it was $270 or something. Well, we have a Costco card. We're Costco members. Remember we had that great on-air debate about Costco or Sam's, which is better. So anyway, we have a Costco card, and it popped up. The information popped up on his email that, oh, they have these computers, and if you go in store, it's, you know, $199, or you might find it for $199. So he did. He went in the store, and sure enough, he saved like $70 when it was all said and done. Poof. Hit that cancellation before they ship it. So it is competitive. They're absolutely right. They see what other people are putting out there and then beat it. So there's a situation where Amazon was beaten by a big box store for an item that he was getting pummeled on, I guess, because he was searching it. Then they see that, and they start to hit you from all different directions. So here's what's interesting with the holiday sales. The National Retail Federation is predicting the growth in November and December is going to be on the high end. So the initial forecast of 4.3 to 4.8 is about $717 billion and $720 billion. They think with this strong shopping, who knows, could be even just a little bit more than that. Everybody wants a deal. And of course, if you get a deal, then you have more money you can save or more money you can use in a different direction, right? All right, from the retail numbers to the land of the ridiculous, cotton candy or meth? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Which is it? So there's a woman in Georgia who says she spent about 4 months in jail because a roadside drug test falsely labeled a bag of cotton candy as meth. Dasha Fincher filed this suit in the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Georgia. That's in Macon. They say the two deputies, or she says the two deputies who arrested her and the company that manufactured the drug test, that's who's all in it. It happened after a traffic stop on New Year's Eve in 2016. They say they stopped her car because it's dark window tint, but later said the windows were legal. Whoops. They used a roadside field test. They said there was meth in the bag. Arrested and charged, she was, with meth trafficking and possession of meth with intent to distribute. A judge set her bond at $1 million. She was in jail because she couldn't pay the bond. But in March 2017, GBI lab test came back to say the substance in the bag was not an illegal drug. It was, in fact, cotton candy. Wow. Oh, that's brutal. And then they dropped the charges 4 weeks later. I don't know. Is that reckless? Is that negligent? They're saying that this lawsuit is trumped up. So it's going to be interesting. But this test called the NARC-2, just so you know, because I'm sure none of you are doing meth, but the NARC-2 has a history of false positive test results. Blue food coloring used in cotton candy would likely cause a false positive test. So they weren't trained in identifying street drugs or in performing the NARC-2 tests. She may win this lawsuit. She would have a good chance, I would think. Maybe, anyway, looking at that. How about that? All right, and if you're into contests, you know, we have our Nail the Score thing. It's coming up in our next show. If you never heard of it, what it is I pick the game of the week in the NFL. It happens in our last segment of the first hour of our Wednesday into Thursday show. Then you call up or shoot me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. And pick a side and tell me what the final score is going to be. Well, Starbucks trying to one-up me. They have a contest with 30 years of free drinks up for grabs. Wow, that's a lot. So here's what the contest is if you're a Starbucks person. They announced that what they're going to do is this life contest thing. And they've got, so prizes up to $1.6 million are up for grabs. So what happens is you can enter for a chance to win one of five grand prizes. The free drinks daily worth $56,000. Others, a freebie at Starbucks daily for a shorter period, including a year, 6 months, 3 months. Bonus stars, free drinks, discounts, blah, blah, blah. And it's Starbucks Rewards Program. So that's what you have to be a part of that. And that's what the deal is. So you can enjoy the possibility of winning one of these great private, you know, prizes, like the Starbucks for Life. And you go to StarbucksForLife.com, and there's more details on that. See, it's so smart. Get people talking that say, hey, why not? Who cares? I go to Starbucks, so why not sign in and play? Why don't I just do that, right? And people are at their desks. They've got their coffee. They're going to get a ton of people that do it, and somebody's going to win that. If you went to Starbucks every day, you know, you get off the train, you're commuting, or you have a kid that likes to go to Starbucks, whatever it is, whatever causes you to stop there, that's a pretty good deal. Probably you'd go there more than maybe you normally would go there, because that would be too much of a lure for you to just completely walk by and say, well, not today. Not today. I don't need it. Even though I go there every single day of my life. I know people like that, that drop probably 20 a day in Starbucks. Wow. 20 a day. All right, this is very scary to me. If I had a child and they were in an area where this was happening, although if you look at a map, almost any of the areas of the United States, you can pick a place where it's happened. But there have been 116 confirmed cases of this polio-like illness that's affecting kids. It affects your nervous system, and you get weak in the arms and legs. They found them in 31 states, so about 90% of the patients affected by what they're calling AFM or children. Droopy face, eyelids, difficulty moving eyes and swallowing, slurred speech. If it's really severe, they can have trouble breathing because of muscle weakness. That's frightening. So where is this coming from? The scientific community is trying to find the answers to that and then treat it. But that doesn't sound very promising to me. We're going to find it and then treat it, especially when you look at a map and you see all those areas. And then you just wonder to yourself, well, that looks like everywhere to me, pretty much, except for a few choice spots. Polio-like symptoms. Oof. Tough to handle that. Definitely tough to handle that. And you see these young kids, babies practically, that have gotten this. Ooh, it makes you shiver. Seriously. Coming up, of course, you know we're going to kick in the door and go and invade the man cave. What's happening in the man cave? How about the playoff rankings? Georgia leading Oklahoma. Some people not too thrilled about that. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump continues to condemn the special counsel investigation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, in her first briefing in nearly a month, asked several times about the Brescia probe.
I don't think the president has any concerns about the report because he knows that there was no wrongdoing by him and that there was no collusion.
But special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has clearly been on the president's mind.
We have a lot of phony stuff, like the Russian witch hunt garbage.
Bringing it up at his recent rallies and again in a series of tweets, he told the Washington Post he won't step in to end the investigation. He also said he won't let it continue to the end. He says he may cancel a scheduled meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over Moscow's capture of the three Ukrainian ships and their crews on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
That little ditty, and that is Invade the Man Cave. So we're in the cave, you and I, we're hanging out. Luckily we're in the cave because on one side we got snow in the Midwest, and the other side, a little bit sunny. And for the first time in 3 weeks, there's a change in the top four in college football, so we might be jawing about it. If you're from Alabama, you love Roll Tide because they're on top. We got a lot of listeners in those regions. You know Nick Saban. You're looking at Tua. He is the king of all quarterbacks. You're not sweating it. Clemson, they're feeling pretty good at number two. And Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, 12-0. So, of course, they're sitting right there pretty, ready to pounce. But where's the big change? The big change is four. Georgia, the beneficiary, first of all, of Michigan getting beaten by Ohio State. I knew this was going to happen. Georgia's number four. So the Bulldogs have to play Alabama in the SEC title game. That's a must-win situation on Saturday. That game is going to be highly anticipated. Think of Alabama and Georgia. Think of the title game last year. And then the Sooners meet, because they fell out, the Sooners meet 14th-ranked Texas in the Big 12 championship game, so they could avenge their one loss of the season. The Buckeyes meet Northwestern in the Big 10 championship game. Whatever team makes the best final case this weekend could be the one that gets the grab for the final rankings, depending on the scenarios and how they hold up. So there's some things to have conversations about. I think it's fascinating. There are no bigger face painters in the world of sports than in college football. And the reason I say that is because the pride just spills all over the place. Whether you're currently going to the school there, went to school there, and you're an alum, you get it, right? Yeah, that's the deal. Tiger Woods decided he was going to peel back the onion, give us some inside baseball, if you will, and say what he thought about the much-hyped $9 million winner-take-all Phil versus Tiger duel in the desert. Finished under floodlights on the 22nd hole at Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas. It was really panned. I am so not shocked by this. It was underwhelming. It wasn't great. And I knew that heading into it. All of your top money for pay-per-view events have been completely on boxing or wrestling, not on this, and not when they're not in their heyday. If this had been 15 years ago, maybe. And Woods said, we need to play better. He said, that's what it is. I wish we would have both played better, but neither one of us putted well. There were some tough hole locations. So maybe going forward, we just don't have the green so fast or the pins so difficult. But also, as short as the golf course was playing, we should have made at least 7-8 birdies apiece. We just didn't. Yeah. So there was no great drama because there was no incredible shot making. And that's part of the whole thrill of golf. Just like in anything else, in football, right? The Hail Mary pass, the run back, boom, I gotcha, but I'm not kneeling down. I'm running all the way for the end zone, right? For the big giant return. Hockey, slap shot, right as you get into the zone, whizzing by the five hole of a goaltender. The incredible leap and wingspan of LeBron James when he looks like Superman flying into the air. I mean, I got a zillion of these. But one thing I don't have is a great description for what happened for that $9 million. I think it was a snore fest. Anybody who paid almost $20 to watch that, I apologize. And Tiger's right, they didn't play well. If you had dramatic shots and they were making these incredible chip outs or whatever, then it would be a different story. How about this? I can remember taking my nephew Owen to see SpongeBob SquarePants, and he was so excited as a kid for SpongeBob. Steve Hillenburg, who was the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants, died on Monday. The cause of death was ALS. Oh, so sad. Lou Gehrig's disease. SpongeBob is Nickelodeon's all-time biggest hit. It's aired for 2 decades since it premiered in 1999. So I say in one way, a life well lived, because his characters were a hit, huge. Then you heard what I just said, most watched. The franchise went to the big screen, the SpongeBob movie, in 2004. It grossed $140 million worldwide. Then there was Sponge Out of Water in 2015, $325 million. And then there's going to be a third SpongeBob in 2020. So there were some unique twists in the movies. But he had a tough one with ALS. He was certainly loved by a lot of those people. And there were so many people that tweeted out really nice things about him because they watched the cartoon. They watched it. Hillenburg is survived by his wife of 20 years, his son, mother, brother, etc. But he was legendary. It's interesting because you had the Marvel Comics creator Stan Lee, who died at 95. You had The Last Tango in Paris director Bernardo Bertolucci, dead at 77. And then you have Hillenburg die at the age of 57. So he was relatively young. And it's interesting because his fascination started when he was a biology teacher at the Ocean Institute at Dana Point, California. And then he started his career in animation. And from 93 to 96, he got it started Nickelodeon. And then that's what he did. He started working full-time producing, writing, directing. And then eventually came up with the whole SpongeBob thing, which absolutely exploded. If you didn't take a kid there, you took a grandkid there. Maybe you definitely know what it is. I think it's hard not to know SpongeBob because it seems like everywhere you walked or went in a mall or by stores, you would see shirts with SpongeBob on it. I mean, everywhere. Just SpongeBob, 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 and then some. So there would be conversations, certainly there would be more conversations about that, right? Also, if we jumped around and talked a little bit more about sports, we would go back into not what we just talked about with the college football rankings, not Tiger saying they should have played better. That would have made the match better. But how about this? There's a baseball owner, the San Francisco Giants owner, asked for a refund of his controversial donation, but a boycott still in place. So Robert Johnson issued a request to have $5,400 political donation he and his wife made to Mississippi Senate candidate Cindy Hyde Smith refunded. And their issue was the joke she made at a rally earlier this month about her sitting on the front porch of a public hanging. And he said, "I wasn't aware of the controversy surrounding her when I made the donation. I strongly condemn any form of racism, and I've asked for my contribution to be refunded." So he's trying to distance himself from that controversy. Absolutely. And they keep updating it all over the place because, again, he's an owner of the San Francisco Giants. Were you wondering about the caravan and what was happening with the caravan? That might be part of the conversation. In fact, I think it would be because it's not all sports. Could be cigars, could be about what are you going to grub, could be about what are you going to drink, could be about a myriad of things, your fantasy football team. But it also could be about what are they doing at the border. So families are still being separated at the border months after the zero tolerance policy was reversed. And this is this whole thing of trying to do the asylum deal, trying to process the people as quickly as possible in all of this difficulty. But remember, on June 20th, the president signed an executive order retreating from the so-called zero tolerance immigration enforcement policy, which called on the ICE people, the authorities there, to criminally prosecute adults caught legally. But then that went away. So this is what we're left with. And this, I mean, this is what we're really stuck with. People being separated. Not everyone, but some of that is happening. I mean, how many children have been taken from their parents for what was said to be their own protection? Of course, there's going to be some lawsuits over that. With people trying to decide whether to go back again or what are they ultimately going to do in the face of this. And speaking of that, here's one more quick one for you. Steve Nash, a guy I watched play with the Dallas Mavericks in their heyday when they were pretty good, he recently says he's fallen back in love with basketball. And he'd love to be an NBA coach or general manager. That's what you do. You believe your own publicity and you pump it out. I don't know. That's a tall order, Steve. Mailbag next.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
I have been dying to talk about the mail. Thanks to all of you for dumping a ton of it on me. How'd you do that? Virtually, of course. If you're wondering, how do I get to Kate Delaney? Go to katedelaneyradio.com. See how easy it is? katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and boom, you're in. Just like that. So on that note, let's go to the mailbag. This one is from Ralph. Ralph says, "Bummer, Kate, SpongeBob SquarePants, the guy who created him, dead. So sad, just 57 years old. He died from ALS. Wondering if you heard the story. Did you watch SpongeBob? I really, really have a warm and fuzzy feeling about SpongeBob. It's sad." It is sad, and ALS is a really tough disease to go through. And he, you know, just is SpongeBob was like Mr. Pun guy. Krabby Patties at the Krusty Krab, where everybody ate. I mean, the characters, the voices of the people who were the characters. Patrick, the starfish, I remember him. And I practically help raise my nephew, so I watched a ton of SpongeBob, and I know all about the characters. All every day. SpongeBob and Kate SpongeBob. So I am very familiar. Just some clever titles and characters and names. It was original. Some people didn't like it. They thought it was too rough for kids. I don't think so. There was innuendo in it, definitely. But he was a great example, me spending time with Owen. He had no clue. He's watching these cool characters. He thinks it's clever and funny and humor. I don't know. There was a sense of humor and innocence, I think, that was thrown in. So bravo to Steve Hillenburg, a life well lived and a character that lives on. Let's move over to this one. This one is from Anne, who says, Kate, what do you make of this GM situation? The president is not happy about what's happening here, threatening GM after the closures and the layoffs and all of that. Is there any authority, though, when it comes to the man who resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Well, what can you do with a private corporation? You could. There, he was saying he was going to rescind money. You know, saying that, you know, we're looking at cutting all GM subsidies, because why? After you did this to us. And remember, that was one of the things in running for president. Hey, there's the plants here. It's going to be great. And so that's a huge blow to the people there. 14,000 employees to the workforce. 8,000 white-collar layoffs, too. And the problem is, GM bet on a few of the wrong things. And so making the errors and the choices, it cost them a lot of money. And the CEO says, look, we're not going to go down the drain. And they want to be relevant to their stockholders so they don't dip far below the line. And that's what the bottom line is. It's about the stockholders. But then what about the employees? And that's so sad because you have lifers and people whose families were there. And now they got to find a job is what they have to find. That's what they got to do. Let's go to this one. This is from Clint. Isn't it interesting, Kate, the new movie about Elton John is coming out. I just saw Bohemian Rhapsody, and my girlfriend made me see A Star Is Born. But did you hear about Elton John canceling the sold-out concert because he's got an ear infection? I did see that, and bummer for all the people who got those tickets. I mean, they would refund them or figure it out. But you got to remember, you know how old Elton John is? He's 71. 71, and he does have this infection. So they had to announce to people in Orlando, we're sorry to announce due to an ear infection, he's unable to perform. The Orlando date was rescheduled, so they told people to hang on to their tickets. Because that's what they're trying to do. Just, okay, let's make different dates then. Because they've already promised this, and if you have sold-out concerts or even near sold-out concerts, that's, I mean, they don't want to do that. Listen, Captain Fantastic couldn't do it. You know, with the Farewell Yellow Brick Road. So they canceled. They were sitting there. People were saying they were upset because they sat there for half an hour. And they wish they had known that. Like they had known sooner that that was happening. And 8 p.m., they canceled at 8 p.m. for a concert at 8:25. So this woman tweeted out a picture of her son. It was actually really sad. Her son, who's 8 years old, and said, I can't believe you canceled it like that. My eight-year-old son is a mega fan. So people got hotels. How much do they spend on tickets? $250 or more. $150 on the hotel. Wednesday they've got a sold-out show in Tampa at the Amalie Arena, and they've got a similar fate that's happening, I'm sure. If the doctor's orders is saying, that's it, then the Tampa show is being postponed and has to be determined whether they're going to be able to do that. But like I said, what are you going to do? The guy has an ear infection, has an ear infection. Let's move to another one. This one is from Phil, and Phil says, Kate, I was listening to you talk about the LA Auto Show. It's so tech heavy, and that's a big part of what you see at the show. And it's all about mobility. Self-driving electric cars is just a start, but there's also smart parking meters that can help drivers find spaces. Have you ever done one of those? I have, and I found the space. I was worried. Where am I paying? How am I doing this? But yes, and an electric pickup called the Rivian R1T, built by a Michigan-based startup. 400-mile range is what they're saying. Woohoo! So, hard times for GM, and then on the other hand, all these incredible revelations of these amazing vehicles that are being rolled out by a different company. So it opens to the public at the Los Angeles Convention Center, and it's always a highlight because, of course, people in L.A. like cars. Car shows are big there. I remember when I went to the SEMA garage, the guy running SEMA told me how big the car shows were. People couldn't get enough of them. And I found that to be very true in Dallas, New York, Los Angeles, probably a lot of other places, too. Even when you have, you would take classic cars and people line up and you walk around and look at the classic cars. Even those are really, some of the pop-up ones are incredibly popular. So not surprising that it would be, really adopted in Los Angeles, and they've had those shows forever. I mean, it's a must-see if you want to see some of the new cars that are out or what's getting ready, I guess, to happen. How about this story? And this one comes to us from Dan, who says, Kate, do you know the story about the active shooter and the students and what they did in Rochester, Michigan? I do. The strategy against active shooters, I think, is what you're talking about. The second that story broke, somebody sent me a copy of it. They had the idea of using for self-defense pucks, that if somebody with a gun came into a classroom or came into a bar, came into wherever, if you have a puck just anywhere, if a bunch of people have pucks, you can throw the puck in his face and it would distract the shooter and you could flee. That would be your best option. Oh, you just better hit him with the hockey pucks or hit them all at once or something, because you're so powerless in the classroom, and that's the idea. So they're purchasing at the Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan. They're purchasing 2,500 hockey pucks for 95 cents each, 800 for union members, another 1,700 for students. And then they're going to start to distribute them. So if you have to get out of a bad situation, throw the puck. Wow. And there's other, I guess, and this was inspired by others, there's other campuses that are doing the same thing. Because it's a quick way, the pucks are hard, everyone slam them. Then in these active situations, it would be a defense posture that they would have to fall into. Thanks to all of you for sending me your thoughts through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. Nah, whoever invented it, the internet. Remember, you can always catch me at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.